You're listening to the Doing English Podcast, the no-nonsense English learning show for professionals and experts, helping you forget English isn't your first language. Now, over to Julian.
Hi, this is Julian, and welcome to episode 8 of the Doing English Podcast. So what have I got for you this week? This week, we're going to answer the question, how good can you get at English? Now, before we start, a fair warning. Today's Doing English podcast episode is going to be very frank. I'm a frank kind of person. I don't like to beat around the bush, as it were. If I think something, I want to say honestly and clearly what I think. So today's podcast episode is very frank and maybe even a little harsh. In fact, it's quite possible today's podcast episode will actually offend you. So if you are sensitive and easily offended, you might want to stop listening now. Now, today's episode is actually based on an email I sent to the Doing English Daily newsletter back in March 2015. Several people said they agreed with me. Some people said I shouldn't have said what I said. But first of all, a bit of background. Because actually, the email that I sent was a reply to an email that I got as a reply to a different Doing English Daily newsletter email. I forget now what the contents of that email was, what the topic was, what I was talking about. But rather offhand, in that email, I said, how good at English can you get? You can get as good as you want to get. And somebody replied to that email. I won't name names here, but I will read out the email that I got. The email that I got said this. I gotta disagree with you. You claim that you can be as good as you want to be, but nothing is less true. For instance, if you're not from an English country, your accent will never be perfect. Most people can't even get their own country-specific accent out of the way. That was the email that I got in reply. Now, of course, everybody is entitled to an opinion, even if it's wrong. And on the surface, this email that I received does seem to make a good point. It makes a good argument. It is a good email, I think. Only if you think about it, it doesn't actually make much sense. The reason why is because this attitude, this reason, is being based on what? It's being based on most people. Now, most people are normal. Normal is, by definition, mediocre, at best. Most people means the majority of people. The normal, mediocre majority. And there is research to suggest, very strong research, in fact, to suggest that, in general, people are getting dumber. Generally speaking, we are getting stupider. There are a lot of reasons for that. Not the least, possibly, because our governments actually prefer it like that. That's not a topic I would want to comment on right now in this episode, though. But for many reasons, generally speaking, research suggests that people are getting dumber, stupider. And let's face it, we live in a world, well, I can only speak for the UK and Japan, and I'm thinking more about the UK right now, but we live in a world where most normal people are more than happy to just waste their time. Well, I guess waste is a very subjective word, but most people are happy to live their lives doing nothing, hating their jobs, complaining about their jobs, their work, and their bosses, how much they hate it, and how much they want to change. living just for the weekend, feeling depressed on Mondays, getting excited on Fridays, just so they can spend the weekend so drunk that they don't remember it. And then going back to work on Monday to do something that they hate, to complain even more. Acting like a dog, sitting on a nail, but being too lazy to move off of the very thing that is hurting him. Most people never do much. They make excuses, and they never take action and do things with their life. For most people, then, ignorance is the norm for many things. This isn't really a criticism of people who I think are stupid. That is not my point here. I personally take a very libertarian view of life. People can and should live their lives exactly how they choose. But we must take responsibility for those choices. There's no choosing one thing, then complaining because we didn't get another. You make your choice and you live by that choice. You make your bed and you lie in it, as the saying goes. But, and here is the point of this podcast. If most people are like this, normal, mediocre, why would you want to base, that is, why would you want to limit yourself, the things that you can and can't do, on those people? Why limit yourself by looking at most people, people in general, the mediocre majority? Why base what you can and can't do on those people? Why limit yourself in that way? Instead, why not look at exceptional people? People who have done amazing things. People who have done things that are not normal, that are not mediocre, but are exceptional. Why not limit yourself based on what you see them doing instead? Why not base what you can and can't do on them instead? The example given in the email that I received was about accent. This is just an example, of course. What I'm saying here today, these things that I'm talking to you about, are true of any aspect of learning English. Not just of learning English, in my opinion, of life in general. But since the example used in the email was accent, let's keep to that example for now. It says that most people never manage to change their accent. Possibly that's true. But again, we know that most people don't do much. I, for one, have known people who have completely changed their accents. Have changed their accents to such an extent that you wouldn't know that they were born, say, in Italy or Spain or Japan or Korea. You would think that they had been born in America or England or somewhere like that to hear them. I'm not saying that you should go out and get a native speaker accent. Actually, I don't think that it is good to get that kind of American accent or British accent. I don't think that is necessary for people who want to use English today. I'll talk about that in a future episode. But my point is, people do change their accents. Just because a majority of people don't, just because most people don't, does not mean that people don't, because people do. There are people in Doing English Plus, for one, who, if not already there, are very, very close, even if they don't realize it themselves. And many of them don't realize it themselves. But I can see it. I can see it very clearly. Another example is a private student that I have. If you spoke to her on the phone, you would think you were talking to a British person. She doesn't speak with an RP accent or something like that. And most British people don't. She speaks with a normal British accent, a natural sounding British accent. Like I said, if you spoke to her on the phone, you would never guess that she was actually Japanese. A and that she started to learn English, in her mid-20s. And that the first time she went to visit England, just for a few weeks, was in her late 30s. No, she's not normal. Most people would argue and say, but she is not normal. Most people can't do that. It's not that most people can't do that. It's that most people don't do that. And no, she's not normal. That is the point. She is exceptional. She's not the kind of idiot who just says, oh, it can't be done. I can't do that. She's the kind of person who tries things. Remember what we've been talking about over the last few episodes of this podcast? You've got to do stuff. You've got to try things. There's no point in just saying, I can't do it, in just complaining because something isn't working for you. You have to do things. You have to try stuff. And when you do that, like she does, she is relentless, always pushing forward, always pushing to improve. When you do things like that, you will become exceptional too. Normal is mediocre. Normal is boring as hell. And it's a terrible model. Why would you look at someone and say, oh, look at this normal, mediocre guy who never managed to improve his accent or learn English to a high level. Look at this guy. He's my model. This is the person I'm going to base what I can and can't do on. This is the person I'm going to look at and copy. Why would you do that? That's a terrible model and a terrible attitude to have. You've got to model the best. You've got to look at the best and copy the best. At the exceptional people around you, the people who are doing amazing things. Look at them and model them. Base yourself on them, because you can also be like them if you want to be. You can also be exceptional, but only if you start to do stuff, only if you start to try things. So how good at English can you be? The answer is very, very simple. You can be as good as you want to be. No less, no more. It's just like Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or think you can't, you are right. Again, before I finish up, this is not just some random criticism of people who I think are stupid. I take a very libertarian view of life, as I said, and I think people can and should live their lives exactly how they want to. We've all had points in our lives when we've worked in a job that we hate, that we've hated our lifestyle, we've wanted to change, but we've had no motivation to do stuff. We've all been like that at some point, but the difference between mediocre people and exceptional people is the difference in the amount of things that they do, how hard they try to improve, to move forward, to move out of that stage in their life. One final comment that I want to make, the real point that I want to make in this podcast episode, is this. If, for example, my son turned around to me and said, Dad, I want to be an astronaut, I certainly will not be the one to say, that's impossible for you. Choose something more realistic. Think about that. And think about how this attitude can change your life too. What have we got coming up in next week's episode? Next week, in episode 9, continuing from today, somewhat, do you need the right kind of DNA to get good at English? Let's find out. That's coming up 7 days from now. That is the end of today's podcast episode. Before I go, your job now is to head over to your computer if you're not there already. Start up iTunes and type Doing English into the search bar. Find the Doing English podcast and subscribe. That way, you will be guaranteed of getting each episode in your iPhone or your iTunes or whatever it is that you use for podcasts as fast as possible. Whilst you're there, you should also go ahead and leave a review for this podcast show. Let me know what you think. Go ahead, leave a review, give me some feedback. And that is it from me today. This is Julian signing out from episode number 8. That's right, 2 whole months have gone past since we started this podcast. So if you haven't left a review yet, now is a great time. Go ahead and do it now. Don't forget. And I'll see you next week. Goodbye and take care.